This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Here ons sê vir die dankie dat u woord praat en dankie dat wanneer u met ons praat, Here, dan berei u ons voor. En ek glo, Here, ons is in 'n voorbereidingsproses. Disippelskap proses. Here, dat daar meer van u, meer van u koninkryk kan wees. En al Vader God se kinders sê, Amen. When God starts moving, revival usually starts where people get dissatisfied with what they have. Jy weet, dis asof ek en jy weet, daar's meer. Ek onthou jare terug, toe ek nog een theologie student was, het dan net hierdie ding by my ontstaan van, maar daar's meer. En daar het 'n honger en 'n dors in my hart ontstaan vir die meer van God. Revival starts when people get dissatisfied with where they are. Jy weet, dit is so asof, jy weet, ek karring net aan met my lewe. En God het meer vir my. Jy weet, dit is so asof, jy weet, 'n pastoor vertel nou die dag, hy sê, hierdie ou is daar by sy kerk, en hy het hom laas semester gesien, en nou die dag, toe kom die ou weer daar by die kerk aan, en die pastoor sê vir hom, Jesus man, ek het al gedog, jy behoort aan 'n ander kerk, ek het gedog, jy het al 'n ander kerk gesoek, en hy sê, nee pastoor, dis my kerk hierdie, en die pastoor sê, ok, hierdie ou se commitment, is hy kom een keer in 6 maande kerk toe. Ouens, God het meer vir ons. God het meer vir ons. One major enemy of revival is confirmation to this world and age. Ons het so 'n wonderlike manne ontbyt donderdag, nie donderdag nie, vrydagoggend saam met Jan gehad, en Jan het hierdie skrif gebruik, Romeine 12 vers 2, en sommer met ons gepraat oor man wees. So die 8ste November het ons weer ontbyt saam met Jan, so manne, ek waarskei julle nou al, dames, sorg dat julle manne daar is, Jan het net hierdie vermoë om dinge, kan ek maar die Engelse woord gebruik, he stirs things, hy roer die goeders, en as hy die goed so roer, dan moet ek en jy een besluit maak, maar waar is hy? Jy weet, waar gaan ek wees? En hoe wil ek die Here dien? Nou Romeine 12 vers 2 sê, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Sê saam met my conformed. Sê saam met my transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Een van die vyande van herlewing is conformatie, conformation. The New Living Translation says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. The message says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. He says, C.S. Lewis says, as die gees van God jou aangeraak het, dan lyk jy anders as die wêreld. As die gees van God jou aangeraak het, dan dink jy anders as die wêreld. En as die gees van God jou aangeraak het, dan begin jy anders as die wêreld op te tree. Een van die dinge wat my geseën het hierdie week was hierdie swart Christen daar in Amerika wat se broer deur 'n ex-polisieagent doodgeskiet is. Miskien het u dit gesien. En hoe dat hierdie ou in die hofsaal vir haar sê, maar ek vergewe jou. Sê, ek wil nie, jy moet tronk toe gaan nie, ek vergewe jou. En hy vra vir die regter, maar kan ek vir haar 'n drukkie gee? Hy sê, die beste ding wat met jou kan gebeur, is dat jy Christus aanneem as jou verlosser. En verstaan jy, daar is so 'n krag wanneer God werk. Jy weet, ek en jy moet anders wees, anders lyk, anders dink, anders optree as die wêreld. Ek het gesê, either you are a conformer or a transformer. Nou, as die transformers hoor, dan dink alle jong ouens aan hy fliek, jy weet. Ek het jou nie. Either be a conformer or you are a transformers, conformers, like the easy way. They like to compromise. They like to melt away in the crowd. They like to go unnoticed. They like the road of the least resistance. They don't like to take a stand. En God wil hê, Gershon, God wil hê ek en jy moet standpunt inneem vir hom. Soos daar in Hong Kong, oor en oor, as jy die televisie aanskakel, dan wys hulle, hier's ouens wat standpunt inneem. And God wants people who will take a stand for him. Wat sal sê, weet jy wat, ek is lief vir die Here. Jy weet, dat ons optrede harder sal praat as dit wat ons sê. There's a power at work to conform the church to the ways of the world. There is a power at work to conform the elect to the behavior and customs of the world. Call it a spirit of slumber. Call it a spirit of compromise. Call it a spirit of death. There is a spirit at work to make the church look like the world. Because the early church were different. They were called Christians. En ons kan praat oor waar hierdie woord vandaan kom. Die beste betekenis wat ek nog gekry het vir 'n Christen, is 'n klein Christen, a little Christ. Because they could see Christ in them. They could see that they were different. Dankie vir jou getuienis, Andre. Want 'n getuienis is altyd so kragtig. Ek onthou, toe ek in standaard 8, graad 10, hè. Daai tyd was dit nog standaard gewees. Maar toe ek in graad 10, jy weet, 'n keuse vir die Here maak en die Here kom verander my. Na so 'n paar dae toe vra my boetie, hy was so 8 jaar jonger as ek. Hy is nog steeds 8 jaar jonger. Hy het nog nie ingehaal nie. Hy sê, wat verkeerd met jou? Jy is so anders. En wie van julle het so getuienis? Van ouens wat gesê het, wow, jy het verander. Jy is anders. What we need is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ works expectation. The spirit of Christ works faith. It works love. The spirit of Christ works transformation. En nou is ek het voortdurend nodig om te verander. Want jy weet, dit is soos 'n vis, wat soos 'n salm wat teen die stroom opswem. Die oomblik, as jy nie meer aktief bezig is nie, raai wat, dan dryf die stroom. En die stroom voer jou mee. Ons het die gees van Christus nodig. The spirit of Christ renews the mind. The spirit of Christ work knowledge of the will of God. Dis wat Romeine 12 sê, en op my rekenaar het hy heeltemal anderster gelyk. Halleluja. Maar hy sê, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As die gees van God jou gemoed vernuwe, en wanneer jy deur die denke van God vernuwe word, raai wat, die eerste ding wat jy weet is, wat is die wil van God? Hallo? Dis soos, as jy vir mense vra, wie van julle weet wanneer praat die duivel met jou? Dan sê almal, yes, yes, yes. En as jy vra, wie van julle weet wanneer praat die gees van God met jou? Dan gaan daar so 'n paar handjies op. Maar jy sien, daai skrif sê, wanneer jou denke vernuwe is, wanneer die gees van God jou denke vernuwe is, dan weet jy wat die wil van God is. The spirit of Christ puts a zeal and a fire in your heart. Let's get to the transformers. They know the will of God. They know that his will is good, it's acceptable, it's perfect. Selfs al kost dit jou 'n prys. Selfs al maak dit dat jy nie langer saam met die stroom kan gaan nie. Selfs al maak dit dat jy vir jou pelle moet sê, ouens, ek kan nie meer deel wees van hierdie besigheidstransaksie. Ek kan nie meer deel wees van dit wat hier aangaan nie. Want die gees van Christus los my nie uit nie. Acts 1 and Acts 2 is where the Bible really gets hot. You know what? Jesus was crucified, he died, he was resurrected, and now he is preparing them for a new phase. Jy weet, Jesus is gekruisig. Hy het gesterf, hy het opgestaan. En nou wag ons vir die uitstorting van die Heilige Gees, want Jesus het vir hulle gesê, dis beter dat ek weggaan. So die beter fase lê nou voor. In this time of preparation, Jesus did the 40 days of kingdom living with his leaders. And that's point number one, 40 days of kingdom living. Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 in the New Living Translation, giving his chosen apostles or leaders further instruction through the Holy Spirit. The other translation said he commanded them by the Holy Spirit. The Western mindset doesn't like to be commanded. Democratic mindset doesn't like to be commanded. But kingdom mindset says, God, speak. I'm willing to do your will. During the 40 days, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And so many times I thought, I wish I could be there. I wish I could hear what he was commanding them. I wish I could hear this kingdom principles. I wish I could hear what he spoke to them about discipleship. And a few months ago, I worked through the book of Acts and I said to myself, it's all there in the book. Because the way they lived it out was the way he instructed them. It's there in the book. He equipped them. He prepared them for what was to come. When God speaks to you, he is speaking to you about what lies ahead. Can somebody say amen? Amen. When God spoke to Noah, and God said to Noah, build an ark, he was preparing him for this future. When God said to Abraham, Abraham, go out of your land, God wanted to build a nation. He wanted to build a nation with whom he had covenant that he could use. When God spoke to Moses, lead my people out of Egypt, God wanted to take his people to Israel and to start a beginning with this covenant people. Jesus was preparing the 120 in the upper room for the outpouring of his Spirit. He was preparing them for what lies ahead. So wanneer God praat, berei hy my en jou voor. The day Peter stood up and he preached in Acts 2, they baptized 3,000 people. Hallelujah. And a few days later on, they were 5,000 people together. God prepared them for a time of unprecedented miracles and working of the Holy Spirit. But when God works, the enemy is at work as well, because they experienced unprecedented persecution and trouble caused by religious leaders. If you go with God, you can know you become enemy number one of the devil. We must understand that when God works, the enemy will hit back. And that is why discipleship is so important. And Jan is talking to us about discipleship, about paying the price, about willing to follow him, to know that God is a rewarder. Doesn't matter what we pay in this life, we're going to get it back. 30, 60, 100-fold. In this life, as well as in the one to come. Whom of you know that when you pay the price, he becomes more real for you? Hello? Kan iemand amen say? When you pay the price, he becomes more real. His presence becomes more real. The working of his Spirit becomes so real in your life. You know, when he speaks to you, you just want to obey what he's doing in your life. Before you was al daar. Amen. Discipleship is preparation. It's equipping. It is faith building. Acts 1:3 in the Message says, in face-to-face meetings, he talked to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. It was like Moses. God speaking face-to-face to Moses. And I wrote down, yeah, you have to read the whole book of Acts to see how he prepared them, how he equipped them, and how their minds was changed. Number two, I just want to share four kingdom principles for the road ahead. God is working. God is working in our midst. Acts number 1, verse 4 and 5 says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And I just want to draw a line under each kingdom principle, because we need to live kingdom. The first one, he said, they were assembled together. Kingdom living is corporate living. Hey guys, we do this thing together. If we want to live kingdom, we need one another. They were assembled together. In kingdom living, there is no such a thing as Lone Ranger Christianity. We need one another. There's power in numbers. There's power in unity. Hoe sê die skrif? Een sal 1,000 jaag. Twee, help my. 10,000. There's power in unity. The second thing, he commanded them. You see, kingdom living is living a life of obedience. Because you love him. Jesus sê, as julle my lief het, dan sal julle my gehoorsaam. Guys, and this is where our Western mindset needs to be transformed to a kingdom mindset. Because a kingdom mindset, now there's a king that sits on the throne. If you think about heaven, the first thing you need to think is the king that sits on the throne. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet says, I saw him sitting on the throne. He is central in heaven. It is about him. So we need to make our mindset from me thinking to thinking him. We need to change our mindset as Jesus taught us to pray, hallowed be your name. May his name be hallowed. And we sang that song this morning. Dankie Tinus. Amen. Van die engele het gebid en Jesaja sê, bid hulle heilig, heilig, heilig. Actually, they cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Kingdom living is to wait, but to wait for the promise of the Father. You know what? Sometimes we just need to wait for God. You know, sometimes we want to control things. We want to manipulate things. But kingdom living is not jumping the gun. Not doing my own thing. No impatience. Guys, we need to tell God, God, you are in control. And we do it in your time. And we do it in your way, God. You are on the throne. And then kingdom living, the fourth one is to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, we can't have kingdom living without being baptized with the Holy Spirit. We can't have kingdom living without His Spirit working in us. Kingdom living means to be empowered by his spirit, to be endued by who he is. So these disciples, I think they were so excited. They were super excited. You know what? They thought, wow, the kingdom of God is going to be established. In verse 6, that's what they ask. So when the apostles came together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Are you going to restore the kingdom that was under King David? In King David's time, there was a prominent king. There was a prominent army. There was good governance. There was economic and social prosperity. As it ons was, het ons gevra, gaan die bokke die World Cup wen? That was their mindset. Dis wat hulle gedink het. And you know what? So many of God's children, our mindsets are prosperity, wealth. Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with this. But that's what we think. We think, what's in it for me? How will I benefit from this? How will my bank balance benefit from this? And Matthew 6:33 says, think first, put first the kingdom and his righteousness. When you put the kingdom first, when you put righteousness first, what is righteousness? Doing his will, executing his will. God says, everything will work out for you. Who can testify of that? Wave at me. If you put him first, if you put his kingdom first, he will come through for you. You know what? He doesn't, like Andre said, he doesn't need our praise. He doesn't need our money. We need him. We need him. Because he's a king. He sits on the throne. He reigns. And you guess what? He does things otherwise. God doen dinge anders as wat ek en jy doen. Maar nou sê hy vir hulle, ouens, hierdie is 'n gesprek vir 'n ander dag. Vers 7, he told them, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. One day it will happen. And then number 3, how God wants to roll out his kingdom. Verse 8, the other translation starts with but. This one in the message starts with and. But when the Holy Spirit comes on you, he will enable you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the world. It says the Holy Spirit will enable you. God wants to roll out his kingdom. And how does he do it? The Holy Spirit will enable you and you will be world witnesses. Dankie vir jou gehoorsaamheid, Andre. You will be world witnesses. Witnesses of his saving grace. Dis nog steeds my beste story. Die dag toe die Here my gered het. And that is supposed to be your best story. And I hope you tell that story. Dat ek julle vertel die dag toe die Here my siel gered het. That's your best story, man. That's your best story. Tell that story. Witnesses of his transformational grace. Because his grace changes us. Dit verander my. Beteken dan dink ek, Gerard, ek like nie van dit wat ek sien in jou nie. En wie van julle het julle self al probeer verander? Het werkie. We need grace to change. Ons het God se genade nodig. Witnesses of divine breakthroughs. Witnesses of divine interventions. Witnesses of lives changed by a conspiracy of love. Somebody loved you enough, cared for you enough to pray for your salvation. Is dit nie so nie? Jy sou nie tot bekering gekom het as daar nie iemand was wat gebid het vir jou nie. Guys, we need to pray for people. Ons het daar 'n klomp name op daai bord wat ons een aand hier gesê het, kom ons skryf name op die bord vir wie jy vertrou die Here hulle gaan red. En daar's nog kaartjies. As jy die Here vertrou vir mense, skryf dit op. Want ons gaan saam bid dat God mense se lewens gaan verander. He said, they will be witnesses of the power of corporate living. They will be witnesses of the blessing of sacrificial living. They will be witnesses of having nothing but living in the grace of divine provision. Jesus het gesê, jy kan nie God en mammon dien nie. En ek sê altyd vir ouens, hoe jy jou besluit te maak, sê, wees in beheer van jou lewe. God of mammon. Want as mammon die besluit maak, then he's your ruler. When God makes a decision, you're running with him. And there's so many people that can witness, that can testify. God said, go to Burundi. I hadn't had 5 cents in my purse. But he provided. He provide. Moenie dat geld jou God wees nie. Moenie dat geld jou bron wees nie. Moenie dat jou salaris jou bron wees nie. Moenie dat jou aandeel en jou dividende jou bron is nie. Moenie dat jou besigheid jou bron wees nie. Moenie dat besigheids transaksies jou bron wees nie. Maak God jou bron. Want God kan verder gaan as wat jou salaris en jou bankrekening en jou net worth jou kan vat. God kan meer doen, sê die skrif, as wat jy kan bid of wat jy kan dink. Hallo, is jy nog hierso? Vertrou hom. You will be witnesses of living daily in his divine favor and presence. And you will be witnesses of divine adventures led by God, sponsored by God, empowered by God. Matteus 10. Julle was nog nie eens vervul met die Heilige Gees nie. Matteus 10, Jesus sê vir hulle, ouens, bring julle beersies, gee gou julle beersies in, want ek wil julle uitstuur. En ek wil hê, julle moet die koninkryk van God verkondig. En ek wil hê, julle moet bid vir die siekes. Ek wil hê julle moet die malaatses gesond maak, ek wil hê julle moet die duiwels uitdryf, en ek wil hê julle moet die dooies opwek. Gee gou julle beersies in, en daar gaat julle. Kingdom living is different. Verse 12, Acts 1, and then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, of the Olijfberg, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Simon, and Judas. But just look at their obedience. Want Jesus had said, he commanded them to stay in Jerusalem. Where did they went? Back to Jerusalem. And Jesus said to them, you know what? One of the kingdom principles is staying together. They were all together in the upper room. Elke het nie na sy eie huis toe gegaan nie. They stayed together. Vers 12 tot 14. Vers 14. Then all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So paar verse terug het hy vir hulle gesê, wag. Luister gou hierso. Waiting time is prayer time. Waiting time is prayer time. Die wat op die Here wag, kry nuwe krag. Ons ek nog nooit in 'n gebedstyd ingegaan en swakker daar uitgekom nie. Elke keer wanneer ek in 'n gebedstyd ingaan, kom ek sterker uit. Ek staan op, jy weet, en dan probeer ek net eers 'n koppie koffie inkry. Want ek daarom nou nie vir die honde blaf of die gesin blaf nie. But you know, when you spend time with him, you come out stronger. There's more grace on your life. Waiting time is prayer times. They prayed. He instructed them to wait. What did they do? They prayed. As mense bid, begin God te werk. Of kom ek stel dit anders daarom? 'N teken dat God besig is om te werk, is dat mense begin om te bid. Hulle begin om afhanklik te raak van die Here. God work with his unity. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. The Holy Spirit is drawn by unity. En ek sal dit oor en oor sê, die belangrikste ding waarvoor jy moet veg in jou huwelik, is eenheid. Die belangrikste ding wat jy moet veg in jou familie, is eenheid. Die belangrikste ding waarvoor ons moet veg in hierdie kerk is, eenheid. Want die duivel kom in waar daar nie eenheid is nie. Moenie bang wees vir 31 Oktober, wat die ouens daar op die berg doen, en al die bloedsacrifices, en al die goeders, moenie daar bang wees nie. Veg vir eenheid. Because if there is unity, the enemy can do nothing. Nothing. Hy kan nie een ding teen jou doen. Fight for unity. Veg vir eenheid. Sê, weet jy wat? Ek gaan hierdie ding opgee, ek gaan hierdie ding opoffer, want hierdie ding werk nie eenheid in ons huwelik nie. Is jy nog met my? Veg vir eenheid. And God work where people pray constantly. These all continued with one accord in prayer. Ons, daar's krag wanneer ons bid. Daar's soveel krag. Prayer has transformational power. Gebed verander jou. Jy weet, as ek so bid, dan spring jy 'n gedagte op. Van ou vir wie ek kwaad is. Maar jylle raak nooit kwaad vir mense nie, nee. en as hierdie gedagte so opspring, dan weet ek, ek moet hierdie ou vergewe. Ek het nodig om hierdie ou te vergewe. Ek het nodig om te sê, Here, ek vergewe hierdie ou. Is jy nog met my? Is een van die goed wat Jesus ons leer bid het? Vergewe ons, ons skuldenaars, vergewe ons die wat teen ons sondig, net soos ons hulle vergewe. God se natuur is om te vergewe. Ek het nog nooit getwyfel as ek vir God my sondes bely dat hy my nie gaan vergewe nie. Nog nooit nie. Nou dis sy natuur en dis sy karakter. En hy wil hê ons moet soos hy wees. En dan wil ek afsluit met 'n paar verse uit Handelinge 2 uit. Want die vierde ding was vervulling met die Heilige Gees. En die woord sê, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Nee, allemaal. One accord, all, one accord, one place. En kan ek maar net sê, dis die ding van eenheid. Weet as ons wat sê, weet jy wat, op 'n sondagoggend sit ek maar en ek kyk vir, ek weet nie wie nie, op die TV nie. Maar daar is iets wanneer ons by mekaar kom. Daar is iets wat gebeur wanneer ons hier is en ons die Here se naam oplig en ons in eenheid voor God kom. Write down here, Sunday 9 o'clock is one place. Wednesday 7 o'clock is one place. Maak dit 'n prioriteit. Kyk hoe verander dit jou lewe. Hallo, kan iemand amen sê? Verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Ek kom hierdie geluid, was nie 'n wind nie, was 'n geluid gewees, wat geklink het soos 'n magtige, sterk wind. Geluid wat gemaak het, dat al die godsdienstige mense wat in Jerusalem was, saamgetrek het na waar hierdie geluid vandaan gekom het. Maar dis 'n preek vir 'n ander dag daai. Suddenly, unexpectedly. Who of you know that God works in unexpected ways. My naweek was beplan gewees. Die Here het hom kom verander. Hallo, nog steeds daar aangebraai. God works in unexpected ways. Julle ken die story van die barmhartige Samaritaan? God stuur hulle op pad. Jy weet wat jy voel, man, ek het nie nou tyd vir hierdie ding nie. It's God. He's trying to get your attention. Is jy nog met my? It filled the house, en dan sê die woord, and there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. Was nie vier tonge nie, dit was goed wat gelyk het soos vier. Anders was al die apostels verbrand gewees. But they were burned. The fire touched them, and they changed. Amen. En dan sê vers 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Almal is vervul met die Heilige Gees. Almal wat by mekaar was, almal wat in eenheid was, almal wat gebid het, almal wat 'n verwagting gehad het, is vervul met die Heilige Gees. En hierdie woord sê, the Spirit gave them utterance. Het is interessant dat wanneer mense aangeraak word deur die Heilige Gees, gebeur daar iets met hulle mond. Dit is 'n goeie plek om amen te sê. Dit is in Afrikaans sê. As die Gees van God jou aanraak, gebeur daar iets met jou mond. Julle sal getuies wees. Julle sal praat. Handelinge 2 vers 4, hulle het begin bid in tale. As jy op ander plekke lees waar ouens vervul is met die Heilige Gees, het hulle begin profeteer. As jy lees wat Joel sê, en die versoeking is nou groot om na Joel toe te gaan, maar hy sê, julle seuns en julle dogters sal profeteer. Iets gebeur met jou mond. They begin to speak with other tongues, and later on, they prophesied. Kom ons staan, en dan bid ons. Halleluja. Ja, dankie Here. Here, ons wil sommer net vir u dankie sê dat u sommer net vanoggend roer in ons harte. Daar waar jy staan, sê gou vir die Here, wat roer hy in jou? Reageer gou. As hy met jou praat oor eenheid, reageer, praat met hom daaroor. As hy met jou praat en sê, hey, ek het jou mond nodig, wil jou mond gebruik om te getuig, om in tale te spreek, om te profeteer. Sê net, Here, hier is my mond, ek wil my mond gee, ek wil nie my mond terughou nie. God wants to use your mouth. God wants you to be a world witness for him. Ach, Here, dankie. Hy soek mense wat kan bid. Wait. He told them to wait. But wait is not to do nothing. It's not to be being passive. It is seeking him. It is seeking his will. It's praying. Oh, dankie Here. Praat gou met hom, daar waar jy staan. Praat jou hart met hom. Sê Here, ek kies om saam met u te werk, Here. Oh, dankie Jesus. Dankie Here. Eer u naam, Here. Loof u naam, Here. Ek ervaar net so my gees, iemand het vanoggend gebid, daar bo in die gebedskamer en gesê, maar die gees van die Here is daar vryheid, bid dat daar vryheid sal wees. En ek voel net so met die Here wil werk vanoggend, en kom ons gee hom net geleentheid, dat hy so net lekker kan werk, lekker diep werking kan doen in ons lewens. Ek voel daai ding van eenheid, die Here praat oor daai ding van eenheid. Dalk wil jy sommer net hê, ons moet net saam met jou bid. Dalk wil jy net sommer hê, ons moet saam met jou huwelik bid. En net sê, wow, Here, kom werk net 'n eenheid, Here. Kom werk net 'n eenheid, dat ons een sal wees, Here. dat ons een mond sal praat, een mond sal bid, Here. Yes. Ja, dankie Jesus. Halleluja. Dankie Here. Ek voel net in my gees, ons moet sommer net saam met mense bid en sommer net oor hulle profeteer en as die leier sommer kan vorentoe kom en wie staan wat sê hierdie ding van eenheid, praat met my. Ek het nodig dat jy net saam met my bid. Halleluja. Dankie, ek sien daai hande, is daar nog mense wat wil sê, yes, ons wil deel wees van hierdie gebed. Halleluja. Yes, thank you God. En dan het hierdie ding van gebed, ek voel net die Here lê daai ding van, he told them to wait. Daai ding van gebed, want toe hulle het begin bid. En jy sê, Here, steek net 'n vuur aan in my gebedslewe. Daar is ek een mense vanochtend wat sê, steek ek vuur aan in my gebedslewe. Yes. Ja, dankie Here. En dalk net sommige mense wat sê, Here, raak my mond aan. Raak my mond aan, dat ek sal getuig. Dat ek in 'n taal sal bid. Dat ek sal profeteer. Is daar ek een mense vanochtend? Halleluja. Ek gaan sommer vra dat die ouens wat wil reageer, wil jy nie vorentoe kom nie. Ons gaan saam met jou bid. Sommer die ouens vra wat lekker profeties is en die leiers is. Kom ons bid, kom ons profeteer. Let's just release this morning into our people a grace and an impartation of what God wants to do. Wat sing ons broer? Wat sing ons? Amen. En ja, en elkeen met wie die Here praat, ek wil sommer vrymoedigheid neem en sê, kom vorentoe, ons is familie, ons bid saam met mekaar, dat ons die familie sal wees wat God wil hê, ons moet wees, amen. So kom, ons gaan saam met jou bid, en kom ons sing hierdie lied. Halleluja.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.